There's digital gold up in the hills of New York. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Kimberly Adams. Upstate New York is in the middle of something of a digital gold rush, being led by cryptocurrency miners, who compete to have their computers solve puzzles that keep cryptocurrency systems running and can win prizes like newly minted Bitcoin for solving them. These miners have been flocking to the region for a couple of years now, bringing a potential influx of new jobs and economic activity, as well as environmental side effects from crypto mining. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more on why upstate New York in particular has become an attractive crypto mining area.
On the outskirts of Messina, New York, just a few miles from the Canadian border, a former aluminum smelting plant is humming. A few years ago, a company called CoinMint turned it into what it calls the largest digital currency data center in the world. And when you visit, Director of Operations Ben DeGraw greets you with a warning.
Do you have any sensitivity to noise?
That's because there are thousands of computers inside, and they're all really loud.
But it's not just loud, it's dusty. And at 30 degrees, it's freezing.
What we're entering right here is known as our Potline 1.
The term potline is a holdover from this plant's past life. There were rows of aluminum smelters. Today, CoinMint is using three of them. Each one holds 39 shipping containers, each holding 300 computers, all mining for cryptocurrencies. That takes a lot of electricity, and CoinMint came here 4 years ago because, just like the aluminum business before it, it wanted to take advantage of the cheap hydroelectric power here. The plant connects directly to the grid and has an electrical substation big enough to serve more than 200,000 average homes.
We came in, cleaned the place up the best we could, and utilized the existing infrastructure basically to our needs.
CoinMint isn't one of those companies that advertised on the Super Bowl, one you'd go to if you wanted to invest in cryptocurrency. Instead, it does the very lucrative computing work that keeps the cryptocurrency network working. Here in Messina, it employs about 100 people, with plans to bring on dozens more this year. That's a fraction of the 450 jobs here when the plant was last used to smelt aluminum. But plenty of residents of this town of 12,000 people welcome the new jobs.
It's good money, and it's the best money that you can earn around here.
Kyle Jeffrey works as a cook at a local hotel restaurant. He says turning Messina into a crypto haven has been good for the town's long-term prospects.
I think it's a great opportunity. I think crypto is going to be around for a while. It's going to be a big part of our future. And I'm excited to see what happens.
Messina could use the help. It spent decades trying to figure out its next act. A lot of work has gone into making downtown cute. The streets are lined with Pilates studios, flower shops, and art galleries. But there are also a lot of vacant storefronts. Some people here don't buy the whole idea of cryptocurrency.
Techno wizard bull. Yeah, it's not real, but it kind of is because you believe it is, which I think is how magic works.
Still, local resident Emily Champion acknowledges that interest in Messina from crypto miners might not be such a bad thing.
If it's gonna happen, then at least that can happen is that we get some economic benefit from it since the town is limping.
And Messina is certainly getting offers, according to Eric Gustafson, the town attorney and general counsel of the town-owned utility.
What we have found is that every time the price of Bitcoin goes up, the volume of calls goes up with it. That's a pretty direct correlation.
2 hours east of here, the city of Plattsburgh, New York, offers a cautionary tale. In 2018, a CoinMint mining facility there helped the town burn through its allocation of cheap power. Rates for electricity shot up, and Plattsburgh became the first city in the nation to temporarily ban crypto mining. Gustafson says people in Messina were watching.
We wanted to make sure that we didn't fall into that same issue. We wanted to make sure that our regular ratepayers were protected.
When interest spiked last year after China banned crypto mining, Messina put a moratorium of its own on new miners. Officials wanted more time to set ground rules and keep fly-by-night operations out of town. Messina and Plattsburgh have company as they grapple with crypto mining, at least a half dozen municipalities in New York State. Some crypto miners have even taken to firing up old fossil fuel-burning power plants to power their operations.
Honestly, expanding fossil fuel burning plants to make fake money in the middle of a climate crisis is literally insane.
That's Yvonne Taylor, vice president of Seneca Lake Guardian, an environmental advocacy group fighting a mining operation on one of New York's Finger Lakes. Taylor says air and water pollution from the facility, which is owned by a private equity firm, threatens local tourism. Even crypto miners that aren't using dirty power threaten the state's goal of getting 70% of energy from renewables by 2030, she says.
A lot of these facilities come in and they say, well, we're going to use renewable energy resources. Okay. The problem with that is that if our renewable energy sources are getting siphoned off for private Bitcoin mining operations, then that robs the public of these desperately needed renewable energy resources, and it derails New York's climate goal.
State Assemblywoman Anna Kellis represents a district that includes part of the Finger Lakes. She sponsored legislation that would place a partial moratorium on repurposing power plants for crypto mining statewide. It would also require the state to do an environmental impact assessment on crypto mining. But it's not just an environmental issue, Kellis says.
The thing that is frustrating to watch is that the cryptocurrency mining companies are going into municipalities that are economically depressed. So there is a deeper need, even a desperation, to bring in anyone, and there is less ability economically to be discerning.
Kellis wants towns like Messina to have more time and more information so they and the state can set rules for an industry that right now doesn't have many.
Marketplace's Lily Jamali. We'll link to Lily's piece on our website, marketplacetech.org. Lily mentioned China's ban on crypto mining, which is leading to more crypto miners setting up shop in other countries like the U.S. and Kazakhstan. The New York Times has a piece on how Bitcoin mining globally has used less renewable energy and relied more on fossil fuels like coal or natural gas after mining was banned in China, which has lots of available hydropower. Lawmakers in Georgia, meanwhile, introduced a bill last month that would provide tax exemptions to crypto miners in an attempt to bring jobs to the area. They may join other states like Kentucky and Texas, which already have laws giving crypto miners some tax breaks. Speaking of Texas, we'll have a future story on how the state has been navigating their influx of crypto miners at a time when residents are still afraid that another winter storm, like the one that hit in 2021, could crash their electricity grid again. I'm Kimberly Adams, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.